from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. No more driving to Sudbury to apply for a passport and have it delivered in 10 business days. That service is now offered at Service Canada on the corner of Cedar Street and 2nd Avenue in Timmins. Yara Sachs is an MP and Parliamentary Secretary to the Social Development Minister. She says while clearing up the passport backlog last year, the feds realized it could be easier.
You know, ease of access is really what we strive for. We knew the demand was there and we wanted to meet it.
While this is good timing before traveling this summer, Sachs says the service will be offered permanently at the Timmins office. Drop-in sessions for business owners to learn more about immigration are set for 4 communities across the region starting Monday. It begins in Timmins, followed by Cochrane, Kapuskasing, and then winding up in Hearst on Thursday. Réseau du Nord Economic Development Agent Marie-Josée Tremblay says it's perfect for employers who have newcomers working for them or might want to fill in their staff shortages.
Definitely want the information out there. Want them to have access to the resources and tools. If newcomers have questions too for their permanent residency, they're more than welcome to come and ask their questions and to come and see us and come and talk to us.
Tremblay says several nonprofit organizations, including Northeastern Ontario Settlement Services, will be part of the information meetings. She hopes to reduce some of the anxiety associated with the topic. A complete list of days, times, and locations is available on MyTimmonsNow.com. The search for 2 missing Royal Canadian Air Force members is over. Defense Minister Anita Anand confirms that the helicopter pilots were killed in the Monday night crash and their bodies have now been recovered. 2 other crew members were treated for minor injuries. Canadian Forces officials say the Chinook helicopter was on a training exercise when it went down into the Ottawa River near CFB Petawawa. A Canadian bread manufacturer has admitted to colluding with a rival to set bread prices. Canada Bread's plea agreement includes a record $50 million fine for coordinating bread prices with Weston Foods in 2007 and in 2010-11. The agreement is the latest development in the Competition Bureau's 7-year investigation into the scandal. And finally, this afternoon, work is expected to begin by the end of the month to restore statues of Sandy McIntyre and F.W. Schumacher to bronze, not silver. The monuments on Father Costello Drive at Grant Street and Schumacher were vandalized in early May. The city's facilities and recreation manager, Lynn Greno, says an expert has been hired to carry out the very specialized work. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.